Shalom, everyone. I hope my sound is coming through all right. I'm going to go ahead and continue reading from this seventh seal lecture that I started in the earlier part of the feast. And I'm starting on the page in the PowerPoint presentation that says Prophecies of the Coming of the Seventh Angel. How can we find the prophets of God, and in this case, the seventh angel? How can we find them? Someone comes and says, I am the prophet. Do we just accept him? I say that I am the seventh angel. Would you accept me? Well, you would. There was laughter. But anyone who would come and say, I am the prophet, should we accept them? Or, I talk to the dead. There is a program recently coming up and everyone is talking about it. I am talking to the dead. Should we follow him and say, well, it is from God? Did God say you know them by knowing the dead people? So we can see that. How do we know a prophet? How does God send a prophet? A disciple answered, the prophecies. And I trace it exactly. He says, I am going to send these prophecies with all these prophets. Christ came. He fulfilled the prophecies. Prophet Muhammad came. He fulfilled the prophecies. Bob came. He fulfilled the prophecies. Baba came. He fulfilled the prophecies. So we have to look for the prophecies and to see if the prophet has fulfilled them. Next page on the PowerPoint presentation. The seventh angel has fulfilled all the prophecies of all prophets before him. When I started the mission, I loved the teaching. I was not looking for prophecies. The only thing I really knew was that I was born west of Tibet and east of Jerusalem. I said, that is great. That is one prophecy fulfilled. The Jews and the Christians are waiting for him to come from the east. There it is. Tehran is east of Jerusalem. The Hindus and Buddhists are waiting for him to come from the west. And Tehran is in the west of Tibet. I thought that was good enough for prophecies. There was laughter. Then a disciple came along and she just kept saying, oh, look at this. Look at that. I found this. I found that. She put them together and said, oh, that is great. Now we have 10 or 15 prophecies. Then John comes and says, no, we have all these other things. That he just kept piling them up on me. And then, of course, Brother Frank came and put more on it. I said, okay, great. So now I realize there has never been a prophet who fulfilled so many prophecies. Never, ever. And also, all the prophecies that other prophets fulfilled are also fulfilled through this mission. All of them. It is just like you have to be from the lineage of Prophet Muhammad. It is. You have to be from the lineage of King David. It is. Also, still, that coming from the east of Jerusalem and west of Tibet stands true. That is true. So many, many other things that are fulfilled by other prophets are also fulfilled. So we fulfill all the prophecies also. If someone says, the only way I am going to believe in him is if he fulfilled these prophecies, you can say, yes, he did. When we were writing in the news group in that period, the Baha'i said, well, he was supposed to be born in Tehran. I said, yes, he was. And all were laughing. Next page of the PowerPoint presentation says, he is the spirit of all the prophets before him combined. Unification. Again, we see the unification. Why had he all the spirits? As we said, he is the Christ, Ben Adam. Only Adam knew the seven seals and all the truth. Therefore, he is the spirit of all of them. Prophet Muhammad, we want to create the kingdom. Maybe we even pass laws later on. Christ, we teach sacrifice. We accept all of those teachings before us. Therefore, we accept the spirit of all of the prophets. The next page, prophecies fulfilled by Maitreya. Also, what prophecies are fulfilled through this mission? Let us go through them. Of course, I'm not going to go into the detail of them, but I am just going to explain and probably just say the very basics of them. And each one is on a different page. I won't name each one. He opened the seven seals. Revealed the book sealed with the seven seals, though. His birthplace, time, etc. Was born in Persia. That is a prophecy that he would be born in Persia. He is the descendant of Persian kings. That is what John explained to you yesterday, why and how. He is the descendant of Persian kings. I like that one. I keep saying it. And there was laughter. He came after the destruction of the Persian Empire. Before we reached out in 1980, when I met Sarah G and we decided to start the mission together, 6 months later, after I decided to stay in the United States, the 2,500 years of the Persian Empire just went down the drain. You remember the revolution of Iran? Khomeini? The Shah was disposed of. Never had it happened in Iran in such a strong way to get rid of the kingdom. It was 2,500 years of kingdom, and it went down the drain completely. He, the seventh angel, is also a descendant of King David and Prophet Muhammad. Next, he cometh in the clouds. Time of confusion. He cometh in the clouds. What does that mean? He cometh in the cloud? And the disciple said, confusion. Maitreya said, confusion. Are we confused in this earth right now? Are we having problems, trouble? There is confusion for sure. Next page, every eye shall see him. What does that mean? Every eye shall see him. How can everyone see me? And the disciple answered, third eyes open. Maitreya said, that is one of the meanings. If your third eye is open, if you have had mystical experiences, if you have been prepared when you hear the mission, you say, yes, that makes sense. Nothing else made sense to me up to this point. It's just like me. Never did anything make sense to me. Not my traditional religion, not other religions. None of them made sense until this revelation came and I said, yes, of course. Of course, Baba made sense because I had an experience. Also, well, do you want to see me? Go to the internet. You can go to our website, and there it is. I am there. My word, my picture, you can see them. So God fulfills these things in so many different ways. Mystical ways, internally, and human ways, externally. Externally, you can see me anywhere in the world. The only thing you need is a very cheap computer, an internet connection, and you are there. You can do it. Next, as a thief of the night. What does that mean, as a thief of the night? What does a thief do? And one of the disciples said, quietly comes in. And Maitreya said, quietly comes in. Sneaks in when no one is looking and steals things away. Is the mission quiet? It has been quiet for 22 years and is still quiet. And they do not know what is happening to them. They think they are powerful. But God is the most powerful and he will prevail. So we are sneaking in like the thief of the night. The next page, to the west. Did I come to the west? It has been prophesied, actually. The prophecy that Christ will come to the west has been a very long tradition in the Western cultures. It was in Europe. It came to the United States. A lot of people knew about it. And a lot of people had visions that he will come. We will talk about it. To America. He will come to the United States, to America. That is also prophesied. Even in the Baha'i prophecies, it has been said that he is going to come. In the Mormon prophecies, and even before the Mormons, there were some visionaries in English, in England, the Irish tradition. There had been some visionaries there, and they have seen that Christ will come in America. Next page, a city in America. To a city. That is an interesting one, that even the city has been pinpointed. That is from Joseph Smith, the Mormons. He was a visionary. If you go to that URL that I have there, to that part about Joseph Smith, it says, Christ comes to the Rocky Mountains, west of the United States. In the spring of 1844, Joseph Smith received a vision called the White Horse Prophecy. He saw that Jesus would return in the Rocky Mountains. Later, Smith saw that the return of Jesus would be in America, in the temple described by Ezekiel in the Bible, which would be located in the Rocky Mountains. The mission started in Denver, in the middle of the Rocky Mountains. That is the Rocky Mountains. The Rocky Mountains also go through New Mexico and is close to Rio Rancho and Albuquerque. We were talking about city just now. How do you find the city? Another vision says, the kingdom will start in the city west of a large river. Joseph Smith was the founder of the Mormon Church. He saw in a vision that the kingdom of God would be west of a large river. What does Rio Grande mean? And one of the disciples answered, large river. Maitreya said, it means large river, doesn't it? And everybody was laughing. And where is Rio Rancho? And the disciple answered, west of the river. Maitreya said, when we move to Rio Rancho, they had a contest. What will we call this city? Then they came up with the name City of Vision. That is the vision that will manifest to this city. That is another interesting thing. And Rio Rancho is west of the Rio Grande River, a large river. Also at this time, he, Joseph Smith, saw a vision of a great river, and Jesus was on the west side of the river. He thought it was going to be the Mississippi area. He traveled on the Mississippi River until he saw a mountain and a town in a valley west of the river. He told his followers that that town would now be called Nauvoo. He said it was a Greek word meaning plateau. First of all, the city has to have a mountain. We have a mountain. It has to have a river. The city itself has to be on the west, and it has to have a plateau. Of course, Joseph Smith could not find the city. Why couldn't he find Rio Rancho? It did not exist. At that time, Rio Rancho was not around yet. Actually, it started to be built around 30 or 40 years ago. There was not such a city. It was not built. God knew it was going to be built, but Joseph Smith did not. He thought that he was going to found it. So as I said, God has given where it is going to come, even the city. The only thing he did not give us is the plat number and the number of the house and what it is. We can stop here probably and pick up the rest of the lecture tomorrow. But instead of that, we're going to go to part two, which was given the next day. And Maitreya began, this is the mission of Maitreya. We are having our Feast of Tabernacles yearly gathering. We gather together 8 days as commanded by God in Leviticus 23 in the Bible. For 8 days, we will celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. We are in the middle of it. This is the second part of my lecture. We covered half of it yesterday, and we are going to go through the rest. It is called The Seven Seals, Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. As I said yesterday, this is a lecture about the mission. So really, it is about me and the mission. It is very hard for me to talk about this as Maitreya himself and say, Maitreya fulfilled this prophecy. Maitreya fulfilled that prophecy. Maybe it is better to look at it as I am a third person given this lecture. So I am talking about Maitreya, the mission, and all that. In that case, in the future, if someone wants to give a lecture on the same topic, they can use this lecture and say almost the same things that I am saying today. We went through many topics yesterday, and we also covered the prophecies fulfilled through this mission and how we can find the prophets. That is the only way we can find if a person is a prophet or not. If they have not fulfilled the prophecies, no matter how wonderful a thing they are saying, it is not 100% directly from God. Prophet Muhammad, Christ, even Moses, and Bob, all of them had fulfilled the prophecies. Even in the prophecies that he cometh in the cloud, we said that clouds mean confusion. Every eye shall see him. We described that one. As a thief of the night, well, the mission is very quiet, and not very many people know about it. Really, we are sneaking into the human society right now, and we are just calling the elects to come and join us. A lot of people come here, but really, you do not become attracted to the mission unless you are an elect. Then you are attracted. I want to repeat some points again, because probably this is one of the things that John did not cover in the prophecies. John covered that he is going to come to the West, and he is going to come to the United States in America. And there is something that we just found out around a month ago when we were discussing with Brother Frank about succession in the mission. Do you remember that he directed us to go to a website to study? One of the things there was about Joseph Smith. Joseph Smith apparently had a vision of the city in the United States that Christ is going to appear. Probably it would be of interest to you, John, if you want to study in that URL about Joseph Smith. I went through that yesterday, but I am going to read his vision one more time so that you would know what it says there. Christ comes in the Rocky Mountains, west area of the United States. In the spring of 1844, Joseph Smith received a vision called the White Horse Prophecy. He saw that Jesus would return in the Rockies. Later, Smith saw that the return of Jesus would be in America, in the temple described in Ezekiel in the Bible, which would be located in the Rocky Mountains. And this is my quote. The mission started in Denver. That is the Rocky Mountains, right in the middle of the Rocky Mountains. Everyone knows where Denver is, and everyone knows it is in the Rocky Mountains. The Rocky Mountains also go all the way into New Mexico and are very close to us right here where Rio Rancho is. So his vision was correct on that. Then it goes on and says, at this time he, Joseph Smith, saw a vision of a great river, and Jesus was on the west side of the river. He thought large river in his vision meant the Mississippi, because that was the largest in the United States. So his conclusion logically was, well, that is what it should be. He traveled on the Mississippi River until he saw a mountain and a town in a valley west of the river. He told his followers that this town would now be called Nauvoo. He said it was a Greek word meaning plateau. Of course, Rio Rancho is on the west of the Rio Grande. What does Rio Grande mean? It means large river. We are right on the west of the river, and we are on a plateau. It is higher than the rest of the place. And the Sandia Mountains are right in the city. This time, God not only fulfilled all the prophecies you found and other people found, but it also gives the city, the place it is going to come, and everything. So I just wanted to mention that you could probably look into that too if you wanted to add to the rest. Next page. With a new name. The next prophecy is the name. A lot of people are still waiting for him to come with whatever name they know, Muhammad or Christ or Jesus. Of course, we know that Jesus was not his name. The Bible clearly says that he will come with a new name. So it does not have to be exactly the same name that they are waiting for. His names were given to him, except the title Jalalullah. These names were given to him. All of my names, none of them did I give to myself. Maitreya, Vijayakumar, Joseph Emmanuel, none of them did I give to myself. I was born with Muhammad. The Muslims are waiting for their Messiah to come or their Mehdi to come. I received Maitreya from Baba. I received Vijayakumar from Baba. Of course, it is a long story. You all know what happened. It is in the website if you want to go and read about it. There is 1 week of lecture about how he became Maitreya or how I realized what my mission is. So all of these names were given to me except the title Jalalullah. That I recently gave to myself. And that was also to emphasize that Jalalullah means the glory of God. It is not Baha'u'llah. A lot of Baha'is say that Baha'u'llah means the glory of God. It does not mean that. It means the beauty of God. Baha'u'llah does not mean the glory of God. Of course, they go and say that any place in the Bible or any scripture that says glory of God is referring to Baha'u'llah. Yet that name does not even mean the glory of God. So that is why I gave that title to myself, so everyone would recognize that Baha'u'llah does not mean the glory of God, but Jalalullah means the glory of God. This mission, of course, is glorifying God for sure. There is no doubt. Even if you are an atheist or an agnostic, still, if you read though, you will see that God said he was going to do these things in history in the last 12,000 years, and he did them. Even if you are an intellectual, if you do not have any heart, any relationship to God, you can still realize that God said he was going to do these things, and therefore you will believe in him. And I'll stop there, and the next time I get the mic, we'll start reading on the next page of the PowerPoint presentation, which is entitled, All Great Religions on the Earth Have Predicted the Coming of This Mission. Shalom, everyone. I'll give the mic back to the room for the next reader.